dogs that come to me. And with people gathering, they are all what they can bring. I know about them and that I haven't ever found a thing. The revolution starts now. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to the Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio, and we're brought to you by New West Records. And there is music on Air America, after all, and it's us, well, us and Chuck. And we invite friends in most weeks to play music that they've been listening to or they think we ought to be listening to. And this week, our guests are Soul Asylum, and this is going to be fun. Dave Ferner. Dan Murphy, how are you?
Very good. Nice to be here.
And you got a new record out, and well, it's coming out in a couple of weeks. Actually, yeah. By the time this airs, it'll probably be out. And it is called Silver Lining?
Yeah, a long time in the making. I'm sure you know the drill.
Yeah. I make records fairly close together most of the time, so when there's a little break, people start, you know, get on the internet and start, you know,
making
speculating about why.
Yeah,
making up and some of the best rumors I start myself. You know, I've just discovered that, you know, I can come up with better rumors than they can. But this is this must be cool to get to do this, to finally get one out there.
Yeah, it feels good. I think we're proud of the record, and we were able to kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel and kind of put together our experience in a creative way that doesn't sound like anything but a good Soul Asylum record. So
I think we're ready for a good Soul Asylum record. We'll talk about that a little bit later. This is about music, and you brought some, and this is a cool list. And this Gordon Lightfoot record, this is one of my favorite songs. And I met Gordon Lightfoot, like, you know, we were sort of bigger in Canada than we were any place else for some reason in the 80s. And somebody called me one day and said, "Do you want to meet Gordon Lightfoot?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And so they drug me out to his house and dropped me off in the driveway. And I go up to this big old huge Victorian house, and there's nobody in it but Gordon Lightfoot. It was like kind of like a like some kind of
you didn't go Alfred like Hitchcock Elvis and do like kung fu kicks on him.
No. That's
like Brian Wilson, right?
Yeah, right. It was very strange. No, what he did was he walked in and he introduced himself and he talked for a minute, and then he handed me a guitar, and he went and got a guitar, and then he played a song, and I played a song, and he played a song, and I played a song for 3 hours. And at some point, I think he played this. This is Gordon Lightfoot on Air America Radio.
Castle dark, or a fortress strong, with chains upon my like an old time movie about a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet. The story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you have. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say,
Gordon Lightfoot on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Soul Asylum, and that song, when I first started playing guitar, you learned that song because that song would get you girls.
Yeah.
That was like maybe about the fourth or fifth song I learned how to play. Sly and the Family Stone. Did you see the Sly reemergence on television?
I did see that.
That freaked me out. Right. It was really kind of scary.
Kind of like, what was that? You know,
I know.
Just happened there.
I know. Well, it was really cool to see everybody out there. You know, like, you know, suit up and show up. But
ruining,
you know,
his song.
I did. That's another. We were talking about whether Gordon. You know, when was the last time you heard from right. Gordon Lightfoot? And the same thing about. I never. Sly Stone's one of those guys I never can remember whether he's alive or not. I have
just,
to think about it.
It seemed like everyone was on pins and needles afraid he wasn't going to show up. Kind of.
Right, right.
To show up and leave before it's over is pretty classic.
Then, what he had to do.
I'm out of here, man.
And he had a look going.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Kind of taxi driver, sort of.
Yeah, kind of H.G. Wells. It was pretty scary, the Sly and the Family Stone.
They just love to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom, blood thicker than the mud. It's a family affair. Your heart is there, but you can't stay, cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry, cause you look broke down, but you're crying anyway, cause you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
It's a family affair.
And the Family Stone from the era when DJs became rock stars instead of the other way around in America. This is Steve Earle. You're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. everyone. You're listening to the Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. And our guests this week are Soul Asylum and Glen Campbell Records. I actually very nearly got to make a Glen Campbell record a couple of years ago. And, you know, I had maybe two or three Glen Campbell records that I bought. You know, and this is a very formative period for me when I was learning to play guitar. And, you know, I was in junior high school and high school. And for some reason, these records, every time they came out, you knew you'd buy them, you'd hear a song that you weren't going to hear otherwise. And, you know, I was listening to the Beatles, I was listening to the Stones, but Glen Campbell records, I never could walk away with. These are really, really great records.
Weird sounding, too. The instrumentation, they're really orchestrated. And, like, Wichita Lyman has a six-string bass for the solo.
Right, exactly. Which is, that's where the signature sound in my very first record, Guitar Town, came from. And, and the reason for that is there's a direct connection. It's Richard Bennett, who was a guitar player on all of Guitar Town, all of Edge of Zero, my first two records, and was really the co-producer, was a protege of Al Casey's, who is the guitar player on all of those Glen Campbell records. And they both came from Phoenix, Arizona. And Richard ended up, when he was 17 years old, going to work for Neil Diamond. And he lives in Nashville and produces records there now. And actually, he's a member of Dire Straits these days. He tours with Knopfler. But he's a real, real guitar monster. But these records were, it was the association, I think, with Jimmy Webb.
Yeah.
All those songs, that's where you heard, because Jimmy Webb didn't like to make records and perform. And so his voice, his public voice, was Glen Campbell.
It's weird how you find out about music. The TV show was on when I was a kid, the Glen Campbell Show. And then it's like I discovered Alan Toussaint through Glen Campbell because of Southern Nights.
Yeah, and yet another Glen Campbell career, you know, a little further down
another
the line.
Stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was John Hartford who was not with us anymore, but who was one of, you know, my teachers. And once I got to Nashville in 74, he wrote Gentle on My Mind, and he made literally $1 million. And the main reason, because it was the theme of the Glen Campbell TV show, it's $450 every time the Glen Campbell show was on. Plus, it was a really, really huge record.
Syndication,
a lot of other people
recorded. That's what he's saying, right?
No doubt. It was a very hip show, though, the Glen Campbell show. I mean, the other musical artists, they, for one thing, they were the summer replacement for the Smothers Brothers. That's how Glen Campbell got started. And so the booking policy was really, really hip. But this is, I used to go around, walk around, tell my parents I was going to spend the night with a friend and not go there, and walk around in Church, Texas all night and listen to the Wet Lines buzzing, you know, because they get wet and they make all that noise. And for some reason, I couldn't get this song out of my head. This is Glen Campbell.
It's a weird lyric, this one.
Very, very scary song.
Yeah.
The county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the stretch down south. And
Campbell on Air America Radio, Wichita Lyman, great by the great Jimmy Webb. That's you know, I know how I got into listening to Glenn Campbell because you heard Gentle on My Mind on pop radio, you know, right next to whatever Beatles songs were out at the time. But I'm a little older than you guys are. How do you stumble across Glenn Campbell?
You know,
like a half a generation later.
I used to go see a really proficient country western bar band that played in Minneapolis called Trailer Trash. Good name for a bar band,
yeah.
You know. And they'd play every Wednesday at this little bar downtown called Lee's Liquor Lounge.
Oh, I know Lee's.
Yeah, Stray Cats just played there a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
But they'd play it. It was always like their set closer, you know. So I was trying to find a pretty sweaty girl, and it's that kind of song, you know.
Cool.
So that was like, you know, I guess I'm guilty by association that way. But yeah, that kind of, they did a pretty truthful version of it. I mean, they, you know, it's got kind of some weird changes. And so I was like watching the guitar player one day play it, and I was like, man, that's a tricky song. You know?
Yeah, it's very, 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 very cool stuff. This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio.
Point of commercial.
This is Steve Earle, and you're listening to The Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records on Air America Radio. Our guest this week is Soul Asylum, and The Clash may have been the very first band played on this radio program. Mm-hmm. I mean, it makes sense. It makes perfect sense. And it's amazing I've had everybody from Billy Bragg to Tom Morello, and pretty wide range in ages. Mm-hmm. And every fourth week, I do a show where I get to pick all the songs, and I think I've probably played them more than once myself. You know, it's Strummer and I didn't really get along, and you know, we knew each other through the Pogues.
Mm.
But he had this real thing about Americans, and it was a very uncomfortable relationship. He was a really intense guy.
We tried to get him up. We were playing at the Beacon Theater opening for Keith Richards, and Dave and I had run into him a couple times, and you know, we gave him the, oh, we're such big fan. And after, like, he was like nice for the first 5 or 10 minutes, and after he's like, enough already with the fans. And we tried to get him to come up and play one with us, and he's like, my time's come and gone, mates. You know, and he was very pleasant and nice to us. But
he was never really rude to me. It was just one of the things. I think the Pogues were doing a week in Town and Country, which is, you know, now the Forum, you know, and leading up to St. Patrick's Day. And it was the week that we recorded Johnny Come Lately, which was on Copperhead Road. And the way we rehearsed with that is we played it every night in front of an audience. And then we went in on on St. Patrick's Day during the day and recorded it. You know, the Pogues were at their peak then, and the Specials horn section was there. And, you know, it was really cool. We were doing Message to Rudy with the Pogues and the Specials horn section every night, and doing I Fought the Law with Strummer singing. Because Strummer, by that time, had sort of become Shane's replacement when Shane didn't turn up.
Yeah, I remember that.
So he turned with him a little bit. But Johnny Come Lately, the existence of the song, he just, it was about, you know, this American bragging in a bar during World War II, you know, about we're here to win this war and blah, blah, blah. And I don't think even he got the idea that sometimes you're not the character that's speaking to your audience in a song. It pissed him off. And it was one of those, and I think that's kind of where the rub came from. But this is a great track. This is Stay Free, The Clash on Air America Radio. I find this daily in my life.
years in Brixton.
You know, picked a couple of songs each yourself, and you picked that one for Carl.
Carl's choice.
Yeah, Carl Mueller, who, this must be weird out here doing this without, you know.
Very, very strange. He had a way of, perseverance was sort of his motto, and don't take yourself too seriously was the other thing that sort of kept us all going all this time. So it's very precarious and scary to look to my right and not see this person that always leveled me standing next to me, you know.
Yeah, no, that's
no, that was Carl's song. That was something that he was really
become oddly autobiographical, because we all did sort of meet in high school.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go out and see this tour, because this is what it's all about. What's going on? This Marvin Gaye track, I don't think anybody's ever played that on this show in 2 years, which actually sort of shocks me now. Weird. That I think about it. I mean, this being Air America.
Yeah.
And, you know, Marvin Gaye being Marvin Gaye and coming up on people's lists.
Great anti-war song.
And, we were talking earlier, there are these tracks floating around, you know, for Pro Tools, which is a computer program that you can do multi-track recording in. But someone has been sneaking into vaults and making transfers to Pro Tools of these multi-tracks of Marvin Gaye recordings, which means that if you have the computer program, you can literally solo the drums and solo the bass. And I'm sure people are stealing from them left and right now that they can do that. But the scary thing is soloing that voice.
Yeah, we just listened to it, and it's like, you don't really even need the track. You know? That's unbelievable.
Yeah. This is one of the best records ever made in any kind of music. This is Marvin Gaye on Air America Radio.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man. Love can conquer.
and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
Radio. This is Steve Earle. You're listening to the Steve Earle Show, brought to you by New West Records. Listen to the Steve Earle Show on Air America Radio. We're brought to you by New West Records, and our guests this week are Dave Perner and Dan Murphy from Soul Asylum. And this Woody Guthrie song brings up the legend of the great, you know, punk band Woody Guthrie Song Challenge in Minneapolis.
I was going to pick something by Bob Dylan, and I thought just go straight to Woody. And,
absolutely.
And we have a lot of that sort of history in Minnesota, and it's that, like that thing we were talking about before, how you find out about Robert Johnson through Keith Richards, and you find out about Alan Toussaint through Glenn Campbell. And, you know, definitely when I started listening to Woody, I realized how much he was informing Bob Dylan, and I started getting into Woody Guthrie. And
I actually taught a course at one point at the Old Town School of Folk Music. I want to do it again, but they asked me to put together a course, and I actually had a few months I could do it. And it was about the relationship between modern songs and traditional material, or, you know, the cool stuff to steal. We did a week on Woody Guthrie, and then a week on Bob Dylan, and a week on Bruce Springsteen. And then finally, I think I did Townes Van Zandt, because I know where all the bodies are buried on that one, because I was around. And then I did a week on my own stuff, because I know where I stole all that stuff. But the main curriculum was the Harry Smith anthology. And, you know, because nearly all of that stuff can be traced back to some song on the anthology somewhere. It's frightening. And including this song right here. This is Woody Guthrie on Air America Radio.
If you'll gather round me, children, a story I will tell. Pretty boy Floyd, an outlaw, Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee. It was Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in his wagon was into town they rode. deputy sheriff approached him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language. And his wife, she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed a log chain and the deputy grabbed his gun. And in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. There's a many a starving farmers, the same old story told, how this outlaw paid their mortgage and saved their little homes. Others tell you of a stranger that come to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City. It was on a Christmas day. There come a whole carload of groceries with a letter that did say, well, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Here's Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Now it's through this world I ramble. I see lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, some with a fountain pen. But as through your life you travel, and as through your life you roam, you will never see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
That's Woody Guthrie on Air America Radio. What can I say? This has been a gas. This has been really fun.
Thanks. To get to do this. I like the Magic Johnson show, and it's like, no, you're cool.
the thing I love about Dennis, number one, it allows me to be able to afford to have an apartment in New York, which is really important to me. After the last election, I sort of really needed to not be in Tennessee as much as I was. I finally figured out I was only able to live there for 30 years because I wasn't there very much, and I just really needed to live here right now, and it's definitely fun to do. The MC5, I saw the MC5. I bet you guys didn't.
No.
Yeah, but that's good because it means you're not as old as I am. the loudest band I ever saw. And I've seen some loud bands, louder than Husker Du ever was.
Yeah.
And, you know, Husker Du probably was the first. I mean, you guys got it. I saw you guys get the same thing happening to you. It's like, I saw a guy, I went to a Husker Du gig with a friend of mine in England one time, walked into the International 2 in Manchester, and he walked in and he said, not loud enough. And he turned around and he left because, you know, by that time Bob was started, you know, Bob wrote great songs, you know, and there was a point where he wanted people to hear that, you know. But the MC5, I don't know.
It's kind of loud, man.
For sheer aggression, I don't think anybody can beat him.
Having to pick the short list of favorites, you kind of like, well, we need to get some more rock on this list. And you're like, well, hey, maybe the New York Dolls, or yeah, maybe Iggy, MC5.
Yeah, MC5 are very, you know.
They covered the song for years, too.
Yeah.
We totally got our chops together on this. We'd probably cover this off and on for 10, 11 years.
Yeah, well, this is, if Air America didn't play any other rock band in the world, it should be the MC5. It's been a gas having you guys. This is the MC5 on Air America Radio.
Thank you.
MC5 on Air America Radio. Our guests this week have been Soul Asylum, and this has been a Gas Guy. Say goodnight.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
Thanks, Steve.